With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate border bill unveiling to almost immediate condemnation from conservative Republicans. Bob Agnew reports.
Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn was quick to say in a statement, "I will not support this bill." Senator Josh Hawley writes on social media, "This is an open borders bill if I've ever seen one. The Democrats are celebrating already. Prospects look even worse for the bill in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson says the package is even worse than he expected, and that, quote, if this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival." Bob Agnew reporting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Saudi Arabia's crown prince at the start of his latest visit to the Middle East. He hopes to press ahead with a potential ceasefire deal and post-war planning while tamping down some regional tensions. Also, at SRNNews.com, just an unbelievably heavy storm in California. Roads are flooded, power knocked out to hundreds of thousands, leading forecasters warning of possible hurricane-force winds and mudslides and more heavy rain. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall.
You have to go back several decades to find storms like this to really show the impacts that we're seeing across the Los Angeles area.
And he says motorists are being warned to stay off roads because of the mudslides.
And some of our more complex terrain, we have a lot of canyon roads and mountain roads. Those are being impacted with mud and rock slides. Flooding, we're seeing several roads being closed.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles diagnosed with cancer and has begun treatment. Palace did not say what form of cancer the 75-year-old monarch has. National Labor Relations Board regional office deciding Dartmouth basketball players, they're employees of the school. That clears the way for an election that would create the first ever labor union for NCAA athletes. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham getting ready for another trip, this time south of the border.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel to tens of thousands in Mexico City on February 17th and 18th. The event will be held in the Palacio de los Deportes, which holds about 18,000 people. A number of contemporary Christian artists will perform, including Michael W. Smith and Dennis Agajanian. Graham holds several gospel festivals around the globe every year. So far, he's got Mexico and Poland on the 2024 schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Over the warnings of clergy and pro-family advocates, Virginia lawmakers looking to expand gambling, dueling legislative proposals backed by different gambling companies would open the door for an expansion of betting machines in businesses like gas stations, restaurants, and convenience stores. Critics of the gambling machines, though, are continuing to raise many concerns. This is SRN News. Well, a down day on Wall Street.
Stocks fell Monday following the latest evidence that the economy remains strong, which could delay cuts to interest rates that Wall Street wants. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% from its all-time high Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. McDonald's was a heavyweight after it reported weaker revenue than expected. Some of the sharpest action was in the bond market, where yields climbed after the chair of the Federal Reserve said again that cuts to interest rates are unlikely to begin in March. A strong report on U.S. services businesses also pushed yields higher. Damian Troisi, New York.
Mississippi State Auditor renewing his call for Brett Favre to repay the state for welfare money he says was improperly spent on projects backed by the retired NFL star quarterback. He's demanding $700,000 from Favre. More details at SRNNews.com.